It's metal, but iron. Mine is iron.
Can it be any kind of other kind of metal?
Yeah, stainless steel, different other kind. Aluminum.
Okay. Have you ever seen one, a kind that has legs on it to use in an old-fashioned, like, fireplace? Mm-hmm. What would you call that?
Iron pot, yes.
Okay. Used to be people would have something big and round and black that they had out in the backyard to boil water in.
It was a washer pot.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we used to have it.
Would you call anything besides a pot?
Kettle.
Okay. What would you call a container that you might put cut flowers in the house?
Vase.
Okay. And if you set the table, the silverware that you set beside the plate would be individually, you'd call them them.
Different.
Yeah, the different pieces.
Different knife, forks, and spoons.
Okay. And if you had, some steak and it wasn't very tender, you'd probably have to put out steak.
Steak knives.
Okay. And if the dishes are all dirty, you say, well, I guess I better go, what dishes?
Wash the dishes.
Okay.
I was going to tell you what I do with them, but that's what you said, go wash the dishes.
Okay. What do you do with them?
Put them in the dishwasher.
Yeah, me too. That's the only way to go. Let's see. You might say about somebody else, you might say, after she washes the dishes, then she them in clear water.
Rinse them in clear water.
Okay.
Clear hot water.
Yep. What would you call the cloth or the rag that you use in washing dishes?
Oh, dish rag.
Okay. And what would you call the cloth or the rag that you use for drying dishes?
Dish towel.
Okay. And what would you call the small square terry cloth that you use to bathe your face?
Washbowl.
Okay. And after bathing, you dry yourself off with a
bath towel.
Okay. And if you go in the kitchen and turn on the water comes out of the
faucet.
Okay. And if it's out in the back, like where you hook up the hose, you call it a
hydrant.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Used to be people could buy flour in a big round wooden
barrel.
Okay. And a thing that's like a barrel, only I think little smaller nails used to come in it. It would be called a. Also, I think they put beer in it too. It looks just like a barrel, and I think it's about like this.
Keg.
Okay. Now, say you had a keg of water, or I don't know, beer or something like that, and it had a little gizmo on it, you know, that you could turn to get the water out, and then you could hold your cup under that, you know. What would you call that?
A tap. A faucet. A tap.
Okay. What if it had a little push button? What would you call that? You seen that kind of
thing? Yeah, we can get the little thermos with that.
Yeah. Huh? What would you call that?
I guess call it a spot tap.
Okay. You might say it was so cold last night that our water pipes
froze.
Okay. And after they froze, then they
bursted.
Okay. All right. And you say, boy, I hope it won't, what, again tonight?
Freeze.
Okay. And then if you're talking about the pipes, you say, I hope they won't, what, again tonight?
Burst.
Okay. And you might say, it had, for three nights in a row. Talking about the temperature again.
It has frozen.
Yeah.
Pretty nice.
Okay. And then you would say, and once before our water pipes had
busted.
Okay. All right. What did molasses used to come in when you could buy it in a fairly large quantity?
Gallons. No, they used to come in